Local artist and former Pittsburgh Steeler Baron Batch is known for his colorful murals, but has received some criticism for graffiti along public trails. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Kovash talked to Batch shortly after police issued a warrant for his arrest.
It's a hot day, but inside Baron Batch's Point Breeze studio, it's cool. Nearly every surface is speckled with colorful paint, including the artist's gray sweatpants. Upon entering his studio, you'd never know that Pittsburgh police had just released a warrant for his arrest.
Hey, good to see you again.
Good to see you. What's up, man? I'm
Darren. He's painting his signature elephant design. He describes it as a warm-up.
Yeah, I'm getting back in the flow of like producing this much art. Even like, you know, dealing with like a lot of spray paint and how you hold the can, and like it's a lot on your forearm. So
Batch is in the midst of a mural project in which he says he hopes to create 20 pieces. He's completed 9 so far, primarily covering south side buildings with vibrant, thick trunked elephants. He says it's what led to him tagging a few trails in public areas that's led to an arrest warrant on 30 counts of criminal mischief.
Honestly, this mural project, it kind of, I just got so comfortable with painting on things outside. Like, I just was riding my bike and just tagged the trail. There was a period of time where, like, I was doing so many murals. It's like, that's what happened. Just painted on it. Like, I was used to painting on things outside. It was new for me. Pushed the boundaries too far. Bad artist.
But he says it's good because this string of events can open up the conversation around public art and providing more spaces for locals to showcase their work.
All of us graffiti artists that broke the rules knew that there was rules. I mean, I can't like be irresponsible and be like, I didn't know. I'm not playing that card. It was my intent was to inspire. And I feel like a lot of these other graffiti artists, it's the same story.
He says part of that conversation has already started. After initially tagging portions of the Three Rivers Heritage Trail, Batch says the nonprofit Friends of the Riverfront reached out to him about collaborating on future art. Executive Director Thomas Baxter.
We've been working with various artists at different times throughout the last 25 plus years on the trail. This is a great example of something that's come up recently, that we are being more proactive about, say, what can we do to help get your message out that is positive in nature.
Baxter says some of Batch's art has already been removed from the trail so that it doesn't interfere with the natural setting. But a meeting with trail officials next week may yield new ideas about incorporating art.
Yeah, I mean, and that was really cool to really talk to them and be like, hey, I didn't mean this negatively. And they're like, oh, we know, like, we really like your work. I would love to do something, and just to be able to work in that capacity. I feel like right now, that's what makes Pittsburgh like exceptional.
Until then, Batch says he's happy to have reached a comfortable spot with his art and business. Now he's stepping back to let what he's built flourish.
Sometimes it's good just to pump the brakes and let what you've built like build itself.
Batch is accused of causing more than $16,000 worth of damage for tagging the trail and says he's been in contact with police throughout the investigation. I'm Sarah Kovash, 90.5 WESA News.